B'siyata d'shmaya, Adonai's Fosai Tiftach, Ufi Agid Tehilasecha. We've discussed some of the details and the different approaches that the Torah commentaries take when it comes to bitachon. The bottom line is that Hashem has given us the most incredible, tremendous opportunity to rely on Hashem for all of our needs. We ought to constantly remind ourselves that Hashem is continuously orchestrating every single detail to every single one of our lives, and it is absolutely absurd to place our trust in any other individual circumstance. Not only that, as the Beis HaLevi taught us, when one does place their trust in another individual or circumstance, or give some form of credibility to fear and anxiety that one might be experiencing, one actually attracts that fear to come about, God forbid. Besides the tremendous benefits that we reap in this world from having bitachon in Hashem, having the protection and security, and anti-anxiety stronger than any other, as well as the outright obligation we have from numerous verses in the Torah that command us to have bitachon in Hashem, as well as the tremendous sin it is to live a life without bitachon, as discussed previously. When we do choose to make our maximum effort to place our bitachon in Hashem, we are fulfilling our ultimate purpose in this world. Because remember, the only reason Hashem created us is to be good to us. As Torah sources teach, that takes place in the next world. And the only reason we're in this world is to earn our place in the next world. And as we've discussed many times, the Torah sources teach that the main way we achieve earning our place in the next world, and therefore our main focus in this world, is to have emunah and bitachon, and develop our emunah and bitachon as much as possible. The Beis HaLevi writes further that when an individual encounters some distress, God forbid, or a shortage of sustenance, his approach should not be to increase in his ishtadlus, but rather he should examine his improper deeds that have brought about the situation for him, and repent from his evil deeds. He should pour forth his supplications before Hashem, that Hashem should save him, and pray to the one who wealth and property belong to. He should fortify his heart with bitachon and place his hope in Hashem. He should confirm in his heart that there is no other one than Hashem from whom to seek help from. There are many resources that we have available today, giving us the opportunity to make more and more of an effort to grow in our emunah and bitachon. The Beis HaLevi on Bitachon by Art Scroll is one fantastic example. And as mentioned previously, I highly recommend whoever is able to get a copy to do so and reap the tremendous benefits from going through the many different examples and angles and wealth of Torah information that one will gain by doing so. The verse in Yirmiyahu states, Arur ha-gever asher yivtach ba-adam. Cursed is a man who trusts in another individual. Whereas the other verse states, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. Blessed is the individual that trusts in Hashem. Hashem, Master of the Universe, thank you so much for the privilege to be learning about Emunah and Bitachon. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me that it is such a tremendous sin to live a life without Bitachon, that you have an explicit verse cursing one who does so. Whereas the opposite is also true. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me in your verse that when I place my trust in you, the verse calls me a blessed individual. May we all merit to grow to our highest potential, both in Emunah and Bitachon. And Bezrat Hashem, may we all merit to be in the category of the verse, blessed is the individual who trusts in Hashem.